This is Tuesday evening. I hope you are enjoying today, since this early morning. Okay, Sue's case. We are staying at the Hotel Tokyo. Living out of Sue's cases is no fun, is it? Sulky, what's the matter with you? You look sulky today. Oh, do I? Nothing serious. Serene. Hildy's quite spoiled, isn't he? Quite so. He's Salon, when he can have his own way. Sultry. It's hot and humid without any breeze. It's quite sultry, isn't it? Summer. I bet it's terribly hot in Hawaii during summer. I'll go on. The temperature never rises to excess even in summer. Summer's. Are you good at arithmetic. Oh, never. I have always troubles doing my sums. Sun. Which direction does your living room face? It faces to the east, and so we can get the morning sun. What are those people doing in the park? Nothing. But if anything, they are sunning themselves. Sunburn. You look very tanned. Pamela. That's why I'm putting cream on my sunburn. Sunday clothes. Why is Lucy and Sunday clothes this evening? She's going to a ball with her boyfriend. Sunshine. This room is very warm, isn't it? Yes, the sunshine is coming through the window. Super. Did you enjoy the performance tonight? Yes, I did. It was very super. Supermarket. And don't they wrap what we buy in that store? Of course not. It's a supermarket, and you must serve yourself there. Supersonic. A plane flew over us and disappeared in a moment. Indeed, it must have been in a supersonic aircraft. Superstition. Some people think it brings bad luck for certain people to sit at the table. Oh, nonsense. It's just an old suspicion. Supply. Lawn, what's the use of the sun? Well, it's useful in many ways. For example, it surprises us with light and heat we need. I am almost choked in this air-polluted city. You're lucky living in the suburbs, aren't they? don't envy others. Our house isn't supplied with either gas or water yet. Suppose. Whom do you think Dad is voting for? I don't know for sure. So he seems to support Mr. Wilson. Suppose I understand Ned will come to our party tonight. I suppose so. What do you suppose that building is? It's a city hall, I guess. Just suppose you were on an inhabited island. What would you do? I'd away my time. My wife is too busy at the moment. Be supposed to. Why was they called by Miss Davis? They were supposed to keep quiet here, but they were very noisy. Ken's room has got a light, dear. Really, it's supposed to be sleeping at this time all night. Was a friend with him a woman? We are not supposed to answer that sort of question. Be sure to. Now, good luck, game. Good luck. Ted, be sure to write to me when you get to Paris. If I can help you in any way, be sure to drop in any time. Yes, I will. Thank you very, very, very much. On the surface. Are you still working on the problem? Why, yes, on the surface it looks easy, but it's very difficult as it is. Surprise. My grandfather is getting married Friday. What a surprise. I've never dreamed of that sort of thing. Grandma is at the porch, Mother. Oh, this is a pleasant surprise. I didn't expect her so soon. Oh, what do you have in your pocket? Guess what? It's a surprise for you. I hear he passed the entrance examination for that college. I'm not surprised. He's such a working boy. Well, planning a surprise party for our teacher. You mean you don't let her know of the party? Exactly. Surprising. There was a fire last night. That's not surprising at all in Tokyo. Survive. Look, another group of American women traveling together. I don't see any women among them. They must have surprised. They must have survived their husbands. Was the water that hot? Sure, I was almost boiled up, but I survived that by pouring lots of cold water. How's it been at? Treating yourself all these years. I've had ups and downs like everybody else, but I have survived. Suspend. I have been at Jimmy's these days. Neither have I. I hear he was suspended from school for this for his bad conduct. Suspenders. I've never seen you wearing a belt. Ken, don't you like it? No, I prefer suspenders. They are good for our stomach, you know. Suspension. See that long bridge hang from cables, you mean that a suspension bridge. Yes, it's very beautiful, isn't it? Swallow. Take these pills at once. Feel. Thanks, but I can't swallow them without water. Sweet. I'll do anything for you. It's very sweet of you. Swell. Ouch. That been stung me on the forehead. Come over here. I'll give you some liquid ammonia before it swells up. That was a smell dinner. You bet our mother is a good cook. Soon swim, it's your son and a good swimmer. Yes, he seems like a fish. It's a burning hot today, isn't it? It really is. My head is swimming from the heat. Switch off. May I go to bed, mother? Why not? But switch off the light before you retire to your room. Switch on. Oh, you are reading at papers here. Why not? Nothing wrong with it, but you'd better switch the light on so that you can see better. Sympathize. He got angry with me saying that I was different to him. Oh, that explains. He wanted you to sympathize with him. He looks so lonely as he sees. We can escape from college entrance exams. I sympathize with you, but don't be too pessimistic. And how was today? It's getting cooler and cooler day after day. It's nice. How about you? Well, about your weather, like today, okay. Don't think in English. Don't think in Japanese anytime. Okay. And whenever you think in Japanese, always so. You can hardly understand the English words in English, okay? Without thinking in the Japanese, thinking in English every day by now. Thank you for your listening to our Happy English by now.